Dictation for Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, June 4, 81. Address as a letter to Dr. Whitman, WID, MAN, 7751640. Dear Dr. Whitman, follow-up for Sarah. Has neurogenic bladder, indwelling catheter, secondary to cerebral palsy. Last visit was in September. Follow urology Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-S-K-E-Y. Buttox injection was done. Apparently, bladder biopsy was also done. Final report is, vulvar, V as in Victor, U-L-V-A-R biopsy was done, pending results. She has problems of dysphagia, isolated nausea, vomiting from gastroparesis. There is also constipation, no bleeding. She has low iron and B12 levels. She follows with Dr. Laynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S. Takes leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E, for the gastroparesis on erythromycin, on Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A, pain control Dilaudid, Vistoril for insomnia. No blood pressure medications. Blood pressure in the office by nurse, 107.89. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. Right side, the medical port. No ascites, no edema, none. Normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is in February, normal kidneys. Minor low sodium, normal potassium, minor increase of bicarbonate, low albumin, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus not elevated, normal thyroid. Has low ferritin, but normal iron saturation, anemia 12.6. Next paragraph, from the renal standpoint, things are stable. Cerebral palsy with multiple issues, including neurogenic bladder, indwelling catheter, a genital area vulvar ulcer that causes intermittently bleeding, biopsy pending. From the renal standpoint, I don't need to change anything. She has a long list of medications for multiple complaints of her symptoms, on high-risk medication for biological treatment for her inflammatory arthritis. Most recent complement level was normal. Plan to see her back in 6 months.